Hello, ladies and gents. This is Tim Ferriss, and welcome to a very short in-between episode of The Tim Ferriss Show, where I deconstruct world-class performers to learn how they do what they do. And the big Arnold Schwarzenegger interview is coming, an hour plus at his kitchen table, delving into all of the war stories, tips and tricks, favorite books, morning rituals. Oh my God, it's amazing. You're going to love it. That's coming up right after the Super Bowl. But in the meantime, many of you have been asking me for an easy to listen to short excerpt. So this is one of dozens of stories that we get into. I hope you enjoy it. Of course, the full episode will be up on iTunes as well as on the 4-Hour Workweek site, 4hourworkweek.com. You can just click on podcast, spell it all out. So without further ado, please enjoy this little taster to whet your appetite with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
In those days, there was no money in bodybuilding. And so when we didn't have enough money, we literally had to go to work. And so Franco and I, since Franco's talent was to be a bricklayer and a very skilled bricklayer, and learned that in Italy and in Germany, we were able to go and start thinking about the idea of putting an ad in the LA Times, creating a company and calling it Europe in Bricklayers and Masonry Experts, marble experts, building chimneys and fireplaces, the Europe in style. And this was also a time where everything that was European was huge in America. So we benefited from that, you know, Swedish massages and everything had to be kind of a foreign name or a Japanese this and this. So Europe and Japan and all these places, you know, were used, the names were used because for some reason or the other people just thought that was better. And so we used that in the ad and we put the ad in the paper and literally a week later, we had the big earthquake. in Los Angeles. And I mean, the chimneys fell off the apartment houses and all this stuff. And it cracked walls and all this. And so Frank and I, as a matter of fact, one of the friend of ours' wife, who was very smart and she worked in a supermarket, she did answering the phones and calling people back and all this, just to make sure that our English doesn't get all screwed up with the talking over the phone and all this. And so she gave us then the addresses and then we got to do the estimates. And I was kind of like set up to be the math genius and that figures out the square footage and that Franco would play the bad guy and I play the good guy. And so we would go to someone's house and then someone would say, well, look at my patio. He's all cracked. Can you guys put a new patio in here? And I would say yes. And then I would run around with the tape measure. But there would be a tape measure with centimeters. No one in those days could at all figure out anything with centimeters. And we would be measuring up. And I say, well, this is, you know, 4 meters and 82 centimeters. And they had no idea what we were talking about. And this is so much. And then I'd be writing up formulas and the dollars and the amounts and square centimeters and square meters and all this stuff. And then I would go to the guy and I said, well, it's $5,000. And the guy will be in a state of shock. And he says, it's $5,000. I said, this is outrageous. I said, I mean, I didn't think that this. I said, well, what did you expect the basis? I thought maybe it's like $2,000-$3,000. Is about $5,000. I said, let me talk to my guy. I said, because he's really the masonry expert. I said, but I can beat him down for you a little bit. Yeah. Let me soften the meat. And then so I would go over to Franco and we would start arguing in German. You know, this is eine Schweinerei. Du kannst nicht so viel verlangen. This is ein Blödsinn. Wir arbeiten hier in America. And this would be going on and on. And he would be screaming back at me in Italian and some stuff. And then I would be, then all of a sudden he'd calm down and then we would go to the guy and say, okay, here it is. I said, I could get him as low as $3,800. I say, can you go with that? And he says, thank you very much. He says, you know, I really think that you're a great man and blah, 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 and all this stuff. I say, okay. I say, give us half down right now. We go right away and get the cement and get the bricks and everything that we need for here. And we can start working. I said, on Monday. And the guy was ecstatic. He gave us the money. We immediately ran to the bank, cashed the check to make sure that the money's in the bank account. And then we went out and got the cement and the wheelbarrow and all the stuff that we needed and went to work. And so we worked like that for 2 years. I mean, very successful. As a matter of fact, on the end, we had various different jobs where we employed like 16 different bodybuilders, all the laziest bastards that you can ever hire, but never the, because they all were interested in working outdoor and getting a tan at the same time for their bodybuilding competitions.
And for the full episode, guys, you don't want to miss it. Please subscribe to the Tim Ferriss Show on iTunes, or you can go to 4hourworkweek.com, all spelled out. Click on podcast, and you will see it. It'll be up right after the Super Bowl, probably that evening, maybe the following morning. You can find me on Twitter at tferriss, T-F-E-R-R-I-S-S, or on Facebook at facebook.com/Tim Ferriss. But be sure to subscribe. The Tim Ferriss Show on iTunes. You will love the full interview. Thanks for listening.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.